We are on Daf, Kuf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. Let us start the line where we have the Hey of the Ein Mishpat towards the end of the line, four lines from the end of the line. Ahu Gavre Donsu Goyim. Goyim forced him, va'achvei, achamre, the Rav Mori, berei, the Rav Pinchas, berei, the Rav Chizde. They forced him to show where the wine was. After he showed it to them, omrulei, dori, va'amtei, badon, you should carry it together with us. Doro, va'amtei, badayo. Speaking about Ananias, which it would seem it's Pikuach Nefesh, is threatening him with his life. There's no shaila if he's permitted to do it. The shaila is if he's mechuyif to pay. Va'amtei ba'adayu. So he went and he was carrying it together with them. Also, lekame de Rav Ashi, patrine. So he came to Rav Ashi, and he patered. Omer le Rabbonon, le Ravashi vasanya im nosa v'nosan biyad chay. We learned im nosa v'nosan biyad is chay. So again, we have here the machlekes, the Rif and the Rabbeinu Ephraim, what the case was over here. If it was ansu goyim to show the wine of Rav Mori, and the Rif holds, he's also chayiv there if it's nosa v'nosan biyad. Or according to Rabbein Ephraim, it's ansu goyim that he should give his wine, and he showed the wine of Rav Mori b'rei de Rav Pinchas, b'rei de Rav Chizde. And if he would have stopped there, he would have been potter, because since it's only a grome, he wanted to be matzal his moment. But since it was nosa v'nosan biyad, so he's chayiv. And Rav Ashi patted him. So the Rabbonan asked Rav Ashi, v'sanyim nosa v'nosan biyad chayiv. Amalei hani mi liheched le'ukmei ilave mikore. The whole chiyuv of nosa v'nosan biyad is if they are not capable of taking it themselves. It means if they don't know where it is, and he brought it to them. But if he showed it to them, and now they know where it is, they're capable of taking it themselves. And this, for this, he's not mechuyev to pay, because we said if he was forced to show it, or he was forced and he showed it, however we learn Pshat the Gemara, since it's only a grome, he's potter. Avalechaduk mi lave mi kore, mikli kalye. So it's ki'ilo, it was burnt already, it's ki'ilo, wasn't there reshus already. So therefore, he is not mechuyev at all for what he did later that was nosa v'nosan biyat. What does Rashi say? Dori va'amtei. Carry it and bring it to the Beis HaMelech. So the Gemara says, "Ani milidim nosav nosam biyad chayv heched lo yekminu agoyim alamom en mikore al yidei ha'ines." He wasn't mamid the goyim al yidei ha'ines. Elo holach v'notal v'nosne lehem. That means he wasn't mamid the goyim and the mamid. They did not know where it is, but he went and brought it to them. Avol hochid du ukminu ala yayim, he showed it to them first, is kalye, so it's kilu, this wine is burnt already. Veishaita pota, and for showing it to them, he's pota. Ikiyamti su di du amti, so that is, for showing it, he's pota. That's what we said, if he's forced, and he showed it, he's pota. Yisro shansu goyim v'herem momich ha'veirei potter. So for the showing, he's potter. So now, after they know where it is, they're capable of taking it themselves. It's kilo, it's burnt already, like they were kainit already. So now that he's carrying it, the two amti, just like he's carrying their wine. So Rav Ashi was machadish, a new concept of command the kal yedomi, that if goyim know already where the money is, so then it's kilu, they were kind of the money, they destroyed the money, and then a filanos of a nosan biyad is also a potter. Eisvei Rabbi Abo la Rav Ashi, Rabbi Abo estakashet a Rav Ashi, omalei anes, hoishet li pekiye omilze, and anes told someone he should hand over to him a agude of tvue, hoi eshkel anovim ze, vahoishet li chayiv. Now, here it's speaking about that it's Hamidei Olof. He showed what he wanted. Hoishli Omir Ze, Oy Anovim Eshkal Anovim Ze. So you said that if the guy knows where it is, it's Keilu, it's Mikle Kalye. So then I'm not responsible for giving it over to him. It's like lost already. So this is Akash and Rav Ashi. So the Gemara answers, "Hocha ma'iskinen kegain dekoi betrei ibri naharim." That what we said, that if the guy knows where it is, it's command the kal yedomi. That is dafke. If the guy is knowing, knowledge is not sufficient. If the guy is capable of taking it, but here we're speaking about that there was a nahal mafsik. So even though the guy knew where it was, he was unable to get it for, to take it for himself. There was a hefsek of a na, so memele. So therefore, the yid is chayiv, because you don't have the heta of command the kal yadami. Deikanami diktoni hoishit loitoni ten. He didn't say give. He said hand over. So vices hoishit is a loshen that he was unable to get it himself. That's the lashon of Aishote. Shma mino. Let us see what Rashi says. Pekiya kesha. Tied together. Chayek ba'av al-gav. This is Akash and Rav Ashi. The koi goi al-gabi ha-momen. The guy is over the moment. He's capable of taking it. Hoyu v'nosu v'nosu b'yad chayiv. Not the way you, Rav Ashi, had said. So Rav Ashi answered here, speaking about betrei imri nare goy mitzadze v'omir mitzadze dilo yovin elei lemotzi anes lemishkalei. So the anes would not be able to take it himself. So memela, so the heter of Commander Kalye is not applicable here. Now, the case over here is speaking about, let us go over the case. The Gemara just explained that we're speaking about that we don't have the heter of Ukmi Ilave, because the guy couldn't get it. Fine, okay. But we're speaking about that the, here, all the Gemara's till now, we hear a machlokes, the Rif and the Rabbeinu Ephraim, what the case is. The Rif learned pshat, the case is that he told him to give this money. He told him to give this money. And it was nosa v'nosan biyat. So the din is that he's chayiv. Even though he's an onus, the shitas Rif is that you're chayiv. Tzitzis Abayin Ephraim is if he's forced to do it, to give Yenin's money, he's potter. The whole Gemara is speaking about, they told him to give your money. And you matzal atzme b'momen chaveh, you took Yenin's money, then you're chay. But if he forced you to take Yenin's money, you're potter. That's the Tzitzis Abayin Ephraim. Now this Gemara is a merdike raya to the rif, because here it says, he told him clearly that he should give me this. So he didn't ask him for his. And he was matzal atzmai b'momen chaveh. He told him, "Claude, give me this." Vafal Pike, the Gemara says Yechayev. The Gemara says Yechayev, even though he was forced. Well, this is a raya to the Rif, that even though he's forced to do it, but it's nosam and nosam biyad, he's chayev. So the Raivet says, here we're speaking about Pechlal, he wasn't forced at all. He says, so he can't even get a hold of him. He was an honest by profession, omalei honest. Didn't say he forced them. An honest told them, give me this money, or give me this eshka, whatever it was. But there was no forcing whatsoever. So Mamela, he had no right, there was no heter to give it. So Mamela, that's how the Raivet for Emphas, the Shittas, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Ahu shute, there was a shute, Rashi says, shute machmoires. There were traps, the dogim, elachayis. There were traps. Davaminsi alo beitre. That there was a machlekes between two people who these traps belonged to. Hay omar didihu, v'hay omar didihu. Each one said, it belongs to me. There was no raya. And such a case, no one was a muzik. So here there's a halacha called the olam gova. The halacha is, if whoever is misgaba can keep it. No, ozel chad minayu, umosro lepahagne de malke. So he saw it wasn't going good. So if I can't have it, you won't have it either. So he went and he told the gizbar of the melech that there's a whole set of traps. just informed them where it was. And he took it. Amar Abaye Yochaloimar Anoki Mosri Didi Mosri. So Abaye said, so what's wrong? He can't. Who says he's a Moso? He's timing it's his. Others want to say so, but this Guv is called Olam Gova. Called Olam Gova, that means, so he was the Olam. He went and got it out of Yenim's Rishus. By giving it over to the Pahagna the Malke. Amalei Rove v'chol kiminei. He can do such a thing. There are certain actions that called Olam Gobar is, not everything is permissible. If one Baldova grabs it, so it can remain by him. But this psak is, but the other one still has an opportunity to grab it back. So the kol dolam gavar is where each baldova has an opportunity to get it back. So then there's such a psak. But if you give it over to the goyim, finish. That's like hitting under the belt. That's not permitted in kol dolam gavar. Other Rishonim ask, so comes out, but if there's a machlokes about a behemi, not allowed to shecht it anymore. Because, well, kaponim, that's how other Rishonim want to say, that this move is not permissible in kol dolam gova. Ela marove, mishamtinele ademaisele. No. He has to get it back. From the Pahegne. Now, how's he get it back from the Pahegne? He'll pay you double the price. Four times the price. He has to get it back. And then, at the Maisile, he has to get it back. Then we'll be Mamatim Lidin. But this is not a permissible action. Ahu Gavre, Bababoy, Achvuyi, Atibne, Dachavre. It seems that the Ben Yehuda explains this Gemara, that the Goyim, there were two types of Goyim. There were other goyim that if they, it seems Tevin was an article which was in demand. There were two types of goyim. There was one type of goyim that if they knew that that a yid had Tevin, they will take it for themselves without batting an eyelash, without paying for it. That was one type. So another type of goyim that they said they would pay for it. If they found out where the Tevin is, they'll pay for it. The Maisa, when they found out where the Tevin was, so sometimes they did pay and sometimes they didn't pay. So since these were the Goyish customers, so it was kept secretive who has Tevin. So Ahu Gavre, Davaboy, Achvuye, Ativne, Dechavre, he knew that his Chavre had Tevin. So he's going to tell the goyim that there's Tevin by his chava. Also lekamei derav, omer leilaisa chavi veloisa chavi. So the Ben Yoda says he told them, don't you dare show it to those goyim who don't pay, and don't show it to the goyim who say they will pay. You have no right to show it. Omer le, but this gavre was a merdik mechutzit. Mechavino, machavino, no, I'll show it to these goyim, I'll show it to these goyim. Yosef Rav Kahane kamei derav. Rav Kahane was sitting in front of Rav. Shomtei lekuye minei. So what does Rashi say? He pulled his neck, letzavorei, shiber mafraktei. Kitze, he broke his neck and he died. We'll see later, he was a very young man then. Rav Kahane was then very young. And, he killed him. Kori Rav Ilave. So Rav said about him, Bonayach, he said a posik, he mentioned a posik, Bonayach Ulfu. Going on the Bnei Yisrael, they're exhausted. Shachvu b'roish kol chutzois, they're lying in all the streets. They have no koyach to move, to run away. Kisai michmo, just like asoy is a sheir habor, they fell into a trap. And he can't get out. So yidden are also the same. They're lying on the streets and they have no way to be matzah themselves. So Rav said pshat in this posik, ma'asoy zeh kivin shenofal b'michmor eimer achmen olo. This soy, as soon as he falls into the trap and he's helpless already, eimer achmen olo, av momen shal Yisrael kivin shenofal b'yad goy, eimer achmen olo. The goy ma also not merachem. So the Rosh has a merdik pshat. If you show to goy that the seed has moment. Like this, no one had heaven. It was, show me his moment. So, number one, it'll take a little moment. The next time, it'll take all his moment. The next time, we'll torture and kill him to show him where he has more moment. If he has, if he doesn't, still will kill him. Hey, Merachmanova. So, Mamela, so Rav told him, you did the right thing. He's a muscle. This person wanted to be a muscle. It starts with money, it ends with nefoshes. She's a raidev, so he did a very right thing by killing him. But he told him, but there's a problem now. In halacha, no problem. He did the right thing. But now we have to, the government, we have a Goyish government over here, which, Amalei Rav Lav Kahana Ade Idne Have Parsoi, Lekopte Yashvichas Domim. Till now, the rulers were Parsim. But them, it didn't, he killed someone, he didn't kill someone, they didn't make a nice guy of it. Avahashtiki, Yoinoi, this Yevonim, Yevonoi, Lekopte Yashvichas Domim, Vomri Moldim Moldim, they say Yeretzeach. It's a sakona to remain here. You can't remain here. They'll find out about this. So it's a sakona. Kumsak la'arad Yisrael. So go up to Eretz Yisrael. V'kobol aloch le'tikshi le'rab Yochanan shev ashne. and you should be mekabel on yourself in the Golka Rabbi Yochanan. And so you should be, you learn, he's going to ask you, so he's going to learn, and Rabbi Yochanan had the biggest yeshiva. Rabbi Yochanan was the godel of there. So be mekabel on yourself that for 7 years you won't ask him any kashas. I will see as the sugya progresses. Rav Kana was a mirdik achorif, mirdik mefalpo, rizik etalmat chochem, in his younger years. For 7 years, Rav Yochanan says a shir, and he feels he's wrong. Or if he asked a kasha, and he knows a teretz on the kasha, and told himself back, it was mamishkan, mamishkan. So he told him, so you have to be mekabel, this will be a kapor. What a veira did he do? The Masha asks, I mean, he told him he did the right thing, he's a roider. So the Masha wants to say, because he was Moir Alocha Lifnei Rabbi. Good, you do something, that's the Rebbe, the Rab. Yoimit Bifnei Rab. Don't take things in your own hands, you should have asked Rab. So Moir Alocha Lifnei Rabbi is Chayiv Misim. You Chayiv Misim for that. But this Tzar, this is for 7 years. You mentioned he's standing by Mshimim Shah. This sound, to hold yourself back for 7 years, you hear Rabbi Yochanan saying something, it's right and it's not, and you know it's wrong, and you're going to keep quiet. This will be a kapore. That's how the Marshal learns. Shat Amiri says he needed a kapore. He was machtus himself in the sakone. Somebody wasn't allowed to do that. You're Shmart Midl Nafshei Seichem. It's just like Ma'apadatz Meladas. He did something. They put himself in the sakon. He shouldn't have done this. So Mamei, we needed a kapol. Also, he went. Ashkechei L'Reish Lokish, the Yosef, the Kov Mesayim, Mesifte the Yoyme L'Rabonim. Rav Yochanan said the Shia. And after Rabbi Yochanan Shia, he's the chaz over the Shia. So Reish Lakish said over the Shia for all the Talmidim to make sure they understood the Shia. Then the Ben Yoda says that, and then the Chabrusas, they used to go and chaz over what Reish Lakish said. They heard the Shia from Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish said it over to them, and then the Chabrusas went to chaz over the Shia. And he came when the Chavrusas were chazering the Shir. Rav Kahana came when the Chavrusas were chazering the Shir. Amar lohu, Reish Lakish, where's Reish Lakish? Amar lohu, why do you want Reish Lakish? Amar lohu, hai kushe, vai kushe, vai peruke, vai peruke. So he heard them chazering over the Shir, so he said, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, I have two kashas now. I have a whole bunch of kashas about Rabbi Yochanan said. And this kasha, what Rabbi Yochanan asked, I have to root him. So where's Reish Lakish? You want to talk with Reish Lakish? Amru leva Reish Lakish. So the Talmid went over to Reish Lakish. He left already. They told Reish Lakish, someone came and from Bovel, and we said we were chasing over the Shir, and he asked these kashas on the Shir, and he said these terutzim on the kashas. So Reish Lakish heard a gavra rabbi came. It's not poshut. Ozel Reish Lakish amal Rabbi Yochanan ari all mi Bovel. You have to know an ari came from Bovel. It's not poshut. This person who came is the younger man. Ari olam mibavol la'ayin mar b'mesifta d'lamocha. Tomorrow shir, before you say the shir, you should be very careful what you say, and you should be good. Prepare the shir meirdik, because there's an ari over here in the shir, so you should prepare very well the shir. L'mocha oisvu b'dor kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. They knew an ari yimachabit. He said there were 7 rows in the yeshiva. And each row was according to the Yechailas. And when Ari comes, it's standing right in front of Rabbi Yochanan. No, Omar Shmaitze, Bleyakshi. Rav told him, Shuneskarikash, Rabbi Yochanan. So, Bleyakshi. Shmaitze, Bleyakshi. Anchesei Acheri Shevedori. So they put him back at the end of the Beis Medrash. Adoisvei Bedor Abasra. The last, they put him all the way at the end. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish Ari Shomarta Nase Shul. This Ari is, I don't see an Ari, I said over, he's a fox. So the Ben Yoder says, very good, he says, and this year he's nothing but to say. So Mestamab Shad is like this. The Shia I said yesterday, Mestamab heard in Bavel, they said the same thing. He heard these kashas in Bavel. He heard these Tarutzim in Bavel what he is. So yesterday he comes, Machlis HaGreis HaKnacher, but these kashas he heard already. So he's not Oyma Dova B'Shem, he's a shrewd guy. He's not Oyma Dova B'Shem Amre, he heard these kashas Tarutzim, so so he's saying it for himself. This new Shia, what I'm saying, this he didn't hear from Bavel, so alone he doesn't know to open up his mouth. So he's not an Ari, he's a shul. He's shrewd. Yesterday he made himself like he's a big knacker, but he's a shul. Yeah. Omar, Rav Kana couldn't take this. This is busy, you know, they put him all the way in the back. These were with the younger children over there in the back. So he said, Rabbi Shalom, these bezyonis that they put me back, the busha, the tzar busha's marmi mover, so it should be like 7 years already, like I control myself, but he was mamish mevasa me b'fneyam v'eder. Sheva shanim dor malira. Rav said, 7 years, I have to be quiet, this should be like 7 years. Come akare, so he stood up on his 2 feet. Amalei nehedamar mireisha. Rabbi Yochanan said, he's in the back there. Maybe he can say over the first shir again. Said over a few thus. Amar shmaitze. He said over. Ba'akshi. And he made Hashem blood out of the shir of Rabbi Yochanan. Uk mi bidore kame. He put him right away. The first row. Amar Shmaitze, he said again, Va'akshe, and again he is, fucked up the second Shtik Torah. Rabbi Yochanan have Yosef Asheva Bestarki, Rabbi Yochanan said, the Talmidim sat on the ground, and Rabbi Yochanan sat on 7 pillows, 7 rugs. Sholfei Leichode Bestarki Mitoisa, and the second shear, he slugged them up, and the second shear, he took off one, he took from underneath himself one pillow, he should sit lower. And this was a kapore, because he was mevaze of kahane, sent him back, he sees this Rav Kahane, stakanari, yeah. Omar shmaitze ba'akshile adishol palekulu bistarki mitaise. All the pillows were taken away ready, ad yosi valare. He was sitting on the ground together with the Talmidim. It seems Rav Kahane is standing. He's Rabbi Yochanan Gavre Sovehav. Rabbi Yochanan was an elderly person. Umisri Gabine. And his eyebrows were very long. And his eyebrows covered his eyes. So he couldn't see. He couldn't see well. So he covered his eyes. Amalohu. So he told the Mishores, Dolui li einai, lift up, somebody means the eyebrows to lift up, va'achse, and I want to see him. So the Masho says, why did he want to see him? So the Masho, the Pasuk says, v'reisa, v'aynecha reines meirecha, fakat is an in, fakat he saw, this is a risike Talmud Chochem. And if you see a Rebbe, you see a, you understand him better. He has some really opportunity. He sees in front of, he didn't see him the whole time. He couldn't see. His eyebrows covered his eyes. So he wanted to see him, push it to learn from him. I mean, he's a merdeka person. The Riyah is medavik, the nefesh ha'odom to what he sees. Dolilei b'mekechalta de kaspe. So they lifted up with they had a silver keli, the type of a keli that they lifted up. Chaza de parte sivavose. He saw that his lips were split. His lips were split. Sova, now, he didn't see too good. So Rashi says, Nikros fosaya de make. There was a, his lips were torn, there was a psakra, to a make, some a mele. Sova ochuch kamachayerbe. So, he thought he's making fun of him, he's mocking him, he didn't see too well, but he saw in the stomach the crowd was, looked like he's laughing from him. Cholish daite. Say, Rabbi Yechon had chalisha sadas. V'noch nafshe. No, if he had, and he was nifter. Rafkana was nifter. He was going chalisha sadas. I think there's a medica Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai says, it's a posik in Kehelis, Vekeya Eitzim Yisokinbo. So the Rabbeinu Bachai, so we learn Poshe Pshat, a person chops wood, he gets warm. Yisokke, Yisokke, Sechenes, Epsazet. Rabbeinu Bachai says, a Talmud Chochem, Kiyodam Eitzah Sode, is dovuk to the Eitzachayim ilamarzikim bo. So he's the Talmud Chochem is dovuk in Torah. V'yegoyrem a pirut between the Talmud Chochem and the Torah, that's a sakone. So it means if you were goyrem chalishes hadas, the Talmud, he was dovuk in Torah, now, Yera Chalishis Adas, so that was Mafritim by Keya Eitzim. He separated the two Eitzim. There's the other Meitzah Soda and Eitzchayim, and he separated. That's a Sakona. You don't do such things. Bekitzer, he was Goyr Machalishis Adas to Rabbi Yechonim, because Rabbi Yechon thought he was laughing from him. V'noch Nafshei, so he was Nenash, Rabkana was Nenash, and it wasn't his fault, we'll see. Made a levaya, faltik. Lemocha omalahu Rabbi Yochanan leRabbonam chazisa lebablo heichi ovit. You saw what that meant. That bubble the kiyi did. The man was making fun of me. He was laughing, mocking me. Omrulei tarkeyochi. No, he wasn't laughing. I knew his lip, there's a cut in his lip, so it looks like he's laughing, but he wasn't laughing. So it wasn't his fault. So you have to rectify this. All legabe marose, so he went to the ma'ora where Rav Kahana was buried. Chose na havahodra le'achne. There was a nochosh, tremendous nochosh, that his tail was in his mouth, so the nochash made a ring around the ma'ora. You couldn't enter the ma'ora because the tail of the nochash was in his mouth, and he made a ring that you couldn't enter. Omalei, so Rabbi Yechonon said, Achna, Achna, Psach, Pumach, V'yikonis, Arab, Eitzel, HaTalmud. Open up, the Rab should come to the Talmud. V'lei Posach, he didn't open up his mouth. Yikonis chover eitzel chover. Let one chover go into the other chover. V'loi posach. Yikonas talmud eitzel arav. Let the talmud go to see the rav. Posach le. No, talmud eitzel arav. Oh, are you talking? So others want to say, I think the Ben Yoda wants to say, he wanted to show the talmidim. He knew that Rav Kahana was bigger than him. He knew. But he wanted to show the Talmidim how big he is. So that's why he said this. He called this Rav Eitzel Tal. That the Talmidim should see that, it's Talmud Eitzel Rav. Fine. Now he's in the Ma'ore. But we have already a Rav Kahana that was nifty yesterday. Boy Rachme Volkme. No, he was Mespalo. That he should come back alive. Vukme, he came back alive. Well, if I come in, these things can be rectified. It's not that well. Rabbi Yochanan. Bamalei. If I would have known that it's your, that the shape of your lips, you're not ridiculing me, I wouldn't have a chalisha sadas. But I know everything. So come, is amazing. Now come into the yeshiva. Be meirdik, such an asset to the yeshiva. If you could poil, and you could be meire rachmim, the suloi shachivne, I won't die anymore, azilna. Viloi loi azilna, hoyul v'cholav shaita cholav. Now let us see Rashi, we have Rashi at him before. Lukoi letzavore shiber mafraktoi. Soi, chaya, vuhu shoy rabo. Ke, de metargaminen us so'oi vizemer. So so'oi is tubula. That's what the targum says. Now what does tubula mean? Tul means shoyr. Bilo yar, a wild shoyr. Wildshire. In Merachmi Molov, Vishape of this, the Ketalte. Messiah, Messifte, the Yemel Rabbana, Oyem Machaza, Meforish, Vishainele, Mashador, Shabyachin, Oysayay, the Fisher is Lokish, Chochem Godel Hoyo, Bal Acher, Sheshomo Kulam, Mepia Rav, Choyzer, Umechavna Beyodam, so he sees them. They should know it. Bedore kame, sheva shure is talmidin, yoyim lefono, zu lefnim mizu. Pistaki tapit belaz. Misrechei, gavinei, gabeis, einov gedoilem, mechasim, einov. Prite svosei, nikro svosei, edemak. Hodrelei achna, nochesh godu, osa atzmai ki galgo. There was a nochesh gadol, tremendous nochesh, made himself like a ring. The makivas pi ha-ma'ore, the noisen z'novoi l'sarchpiv, ein odom yocher lichnois. The person was unable to enter. Psach picho, achivi, tzochecho, l'hos z'novecho mi picho, v'asei pesach likonis. So he told them, Imotzis lemi verachmi desulei shchivne. So we see Rashi has two pshat. The first pshat was iakshinaloch, not lo shchivne. No, if you can be meira rachmim that I won't die if I ask you again, as lina badoch bemedaslocha bebeis hamedrash. If you be mispalo. But it'll never be going chalisha sadas to you. V'loi hoyo b'cholav shaita v'schachosh nisa cholav lo'y eilach oy dimach shemo tichos alai v'omos oy pamacheres. I mean, if you can't guarantee that this won't happen, so it's too dangerous an asik to learn by you. Elo Eilech lebeisi chai. So I'm going back to Bogu. Loi emei that's lecho pen omes pamecheres. That's one pshat in Rashi. Ve'istem meforish. Others said a different pshat. Hoyo v'cholav shaita. V'kibalti tzar mise. Loi akabol oy pamecheres. Leilech mikam. The second pshat, Amirdike pshat, but he's talking to Rabbi Yochanan. Tzar Misa once is enough. I don't want to become alive again. Nochmo, be sable Tzar Misa. I had it already. I remain here in the Ma'ore and, finished and, I don't want to get out of the Ma'ore. I don't want to get back alive again. The Tzar Misa once is enough. So there's these two pshatim. So then it's poshet, the loshen. Imotzes l'mivir rachmi desulay shechivne. If you have won't die again, period. Good. And then I'm asking, but if you can't do this, it's not worth it. So Rashi says, "Psochim muchach shaholach lebeisay." So Rashi says from the Gemara, "Psochim," it would seem that holach lebeisay, that the Omar of Kahane, he loved in the Sivne Kahante. If I wouldn't have married a Bas Koyin, Lava no Galoi, I wouldn't have to go in Golas. That means he attributed this Oynish of going in Golas was because he married a Bas Koyin, and Aaron HaKoyin did not mask him that a Zoh should marry a Bas Koyin. So Mamela, so Aaron HaKoyin is tainis on me. So that's why I was Nenish. Omri leiv ala mokim teira galisa. What was so bad that the gola she went to mokim teira? Omalahu v'lava no goli ki the goli sharinshi. There wasn't the golas like others go to go. Shrei loy bavu mokim teira galisi. Ala me'imis malchus barachti. So memele, so you see the Gemara in Psochim says that Fakat he attributed why this Einish happened to him. And, Abba Kaboni, see, it was a lie. Alma Bosa Hochi Chai Habe. So you see, it was a lie. So the first Pshat is right, that the Opmach with Rabbi Yochanan was, that if you'll give me a guarantee, you won't get in Kasami anymore. No, you don't. Become your Chalisha Sadas. Then I'm asking him to go back to the yeshiva. If not, I'm leaving. I'm going back to Bobo. But Oidam Rina, then Rashi brings another raya, that after this Maise, he was still alive. He didn't remain in the Mora. Amrinim bebroches Yerushalmi, the pogebe Yahu Gavre. A person met him. Omale, now this became the sparsim, this is a Mirdekazach. Avkahane was Nifter, and he came back on this world. He is a mason. Omale, May Ovid Bashmaya, Ravkana, what's the Tzardalton? What are they doing in the Shemayim? I mean, you had a first hand view. Kloimer Shaliya Golov, Shahu Meis, Bechoya, he was dead and then became alive again. Now, Ravkana was a very sharp person. Omalek Zardine do Gavre Michtam. You know what they did say in the Shemayim? That it's like Zardine knew that you should die. That's what they said in the Shemai. Umeis. Umeis ahu gavre. That's that. That was the end of this joking conversation. Pogabei achine. Omale. Ochinami. Umeis. Now, he saw in Eretz Yisrael that somehow these people they seem to be mevazim. He's never is going to kill out the ganz bnei Eretz Yisrael. So he decided he can't be there. No, so he wanted to leave. But before he left, he wanted to get reshus from Rabbi Yochanan. Also, lekamid Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Bar Inish, the son of a person. The ime mevaschalei, that his mother is mevazim, ve'insei davua miyakro, but his stepmother is mechabedim. Should he go to his mother or to his stepmother? Yechne didn't chap what, Yerushalmi didn't chap what the shayla was, what the intent of the shayla was. So he said he should go to the stepmother. That was enough. So he went, like Eretz Yisrael is called Ime, but people are Mavazami in Eretz Yisrael. And Bavali were Mechabit him, so he got Rishus
He took the Davos Rishus to go, and he left. Bekitza, Taire, he woke him up. Now, whatever Pshat, the Gemara is only this was a temporary thing, and he, or it was Mamish Atriyas HaMeisim, the way Rashi is Machiyah. Ukme, Shaile Kol Sveike Dahavale, Upashtino Nele. He asked them all the Sveikas, Rabbi Yochanan, all the Sveikas that Rabbi Yochanan had, he asked Rav Kahane. He was Poshet, all the Sveikas. Heine de Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Dulchoin Omri, Dulchoin He. So let's see what Rashi says. Taire, Hikitzoi, Mishnosoi. He woke him up. And that's why we see a member of Rabbi Yochanan, Dulchoin Omri, Shalachem, Hayisi Oima, Taire, Shabne Eretz Yisrael. He told his Talmidim, I always was under the pressure. Taire, Hikitzoi, Mishnosoi, Dulchoin Omri. So Rabbi Yochanan used to tell his Talmidim, Shalachem Ayisi Yomer Teire Shabnei Eretz Yisrael. I used to say that it's your Teire. You didn't go in Golus. It's your Teire. Abdul Haini Shabnei Bavo. Now I know the Teire is Shabnei Bavo. Now let us see Teisvis. Kivin Shenofal Yidei Goyim. Going to take it and it's going to go further. So Rav said when they were Parsiim, no. But now there's Yevonim. Koshalari, Peg Beis the Gitten, Omar Rabba Barbachone, Cholash, Ol Gabe, and the whole mice over there, Oma Rachmona Rabbeinu Shloilom, Oy Betuloch, either you should take care of us, we should be in your shade, Oy Betuloch the Bar Esav. Not with the Parsim. The Parsim are Shrekloch. What is the mice that I think they blew out all the candles, they should be in the dark. Uporech Lamehmed, the Roime Mali Mi Parsoi. The Romans are better than the Parsim. Aba alma mashme she'oz adayin hoye Parsim bebobo. V'lochayre mashme she'oise maisa ye'ache maisa she'beka. So Fakete was still under the Parsim. So what did Rav tell him? If with the Parsim it would be nishkefelech. Oymeri she'asorim v'apkidim hoye mishtanim. But they were rulers. Or you pour me mi parsi me pour me mi yivon. Dilchain omri, dilchain hi. Teire shakuntris, a teire hi, shal b'nei bovo. That's what he told them. Bekoshe, beperk lulav arove, gabihod the koma, arove yisoid neviyim hi. That the Arove, the Lekiches Arove, is a takone from the Neviim. V'shokchum v'chozru v'yosdu. Now, as the Gemara is takashe, there's one memory that Arove is Yisoid Neviim. That means it's a takone from the Neviim. The Gemara asks takashe, Arove, Lekiches Arove, is Allah l'moishe m'sinai. So how can you say it's a takonis neviim? So the Gemara answers, take it's a loch lamoishim misinai v'shokhum, but it was completely forgotten. V'chazru v'yozdom, and the neviim to nevuah they was nisyased the sinyan of arove and sukkis. Uporich mi'omar Rabbi Yochanan hochi. That it was in Bavo Shokhum Bachazal Vyostub Omar Rabbi Yochanan Dilchoin Omri Dilhoini Perish Pekuntres that he said what the Ika Teir was in Bavo
Alma Loisha Kruba Goyla. If he said the Ika Torah was Bebovel, so then they wouldn't have forgotten it. Umay Pirchehi, Fractosis, what kind of cash is this? Chemivnesha, Yubali, Torah, Yochalisha, Shokro, Torah, Sarov, because they were Rizike Tamidi Chachomim, so it means they didn't forget anything. Maybe they forgot the Salocha Moshe Mesinai. Void bekamme duchte nomme shokhum vachosru v'yosdum and anshiknes zagdoyle which was in Gosu v'loi porich alo hochi this memre how could they forget that no one, they don't it's not, the kasha is not asked when we say this klal shokhum vachosru v'yosdum v'ayme rabbeinu tam keper shebeinu chananu Shele Talmidov Mibovo Shahoya Befonov Oyemedaba. Rabbi Yochanan was speaking to his Talmidim from Bovel. Vahochi Kama, Dulchain Omri, your landslide, that means the Rav Kahane, from your Bovel Dikis, Rav Kahane, Shahoye Shalachem Omar Sharova Dilhoini. You know, Rav Kahane said that it's a minig Nevi'im. Kloima minig shal Nevi'im. Poich Amayda Kamarosim Laut, it's time for Rabbi Yechon Omar Yisoy Nevi'im. He, Om Rabbi Yechon Dilhoin Omri Dilhoinui, Loshin Dilhoin Mashmalay minig Nevi'im Loin Yisoy Nevi'im. Esus Rabbi Netam is a whole different pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara, not that it's a psahemshech with that, but it's a loch l'moishe misinai. No, it's a different, we have a stira, Rabbi Yochanan said, in one place you say Nevi'im. The Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yochanan told the Talmidim from Bovel that Rav Kahane had said that it's a minig Nevi'im. That's shot in the Gemara. Agavuche, there's a mordike, chesam seif on the tshuvis. Some seif says in the tshuvis, taisadachs mir in suke is a little bit more marich. Taisad says that the Talmidim from Bovel came to Eretz Yisrael. The Talmidim from Eretz Yisrael went to Bovel. So chesam seif, mod na maise. The yeshivas in Bavel, yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Mamish. The Bavelim went to Eretz Yisrael. Zuktach Sam Sefer, because I got news for you. When you're home, you can't learn so good. There's Tirdes, there's the Isha Bonim, and those, you can't learn so good. So Memele, they left. Each one left. So the Bavelim went to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, they went to Bavel. That they have no more shibudim. So that's why it was like that. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. V'chein tzorach lo'im ba megarish, also a similar gemara. Gabe Yehud Omar Rabbi Yochanan Dolchein Omar Hoyel v'konosel is that means that I think the Gizem was the apostle boy. That since she was kind of the get, even though the get was not matter, but the get accomplishes that she's posel lekuna, there's a reyach a get. So male, that's why you have to give back the get and make a new nesine. Shall the dezos shall the talmid of me bubble a yoy mekain al rav kahane. That's, he told this bubble the kill to me, dilchain ama. That rav kahane had said, oyo vikenosa the posel boy. She was kind of the get to be nifsal, so male, she can't. She has to give it back in order to make it on the scene. Bekuntus Perisham, Lechiski a rabbi, Sho Yechaylik Shem Olav Oya Oymeke. Now Rabbi Yochanan told this to his Rebbe Chiski. He told him, you know, that Rav Kahane said, Chiski came from Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan told Chiski that, you know, Rav Kahane said, listen, this is not the way you said. Ve'ein nira loimer. Shebisho shalomad Rav Kahane lefnei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Yeshiva,
Void Sharabi Chiski Yahoya Bachaim. So they says that's a modern maisa. That means if Pshat is the way Rashi said that he told over Chiski, you know Rav Kahana said this, he was speaking to Chiski, was also from Bobo. Says that's a mail the modern maisa that his Rebbe was still alive and he was Rosh Yeshiva. And Tais Vasmitsuke is another kasha. If he was Rosh Yeshiva, so why did Rav Kahana go to Rabbi Yechon? Why didn't he go to Chesky? Chesky was Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe. So that's why Taisus wants to say that the Ukraine is speaking not to his Rebbe, he's speaking to his Talmid.